The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Danielle McKinney. She's the Community Outreach Coordinator. Thumb Industries is who we are dealing with today. And they have their annual camel races coming up. And they are going to be using it as a fundraiser again this year. Their biggest. And congratulations and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Craig.
A little bit of history. How long have we had camel races in Huron County?
This will actually be our sixth year that we've had the camel races. It will be our fifth year at the Knights of Columbus. Our first year was held out at the Pasta House in Kindy.
And basically there are no live camels.
There are no live camels. Needless to say, 6 years later, people still believe that there are.
But camels are not conducive to having dinner and everything else because it gets a bit whiffy.
I can imagine. Obviously, we wouldn't have a lot of space either.
Yeah, they do tend to take up room and they tend to spit and do all kinds of nasty things. But the camels you have are wooden.
They are wooden. Wooden silhouettes of camels.
And people who participate, pay for a camel to be one that they race. And then they decorate it.
They do. They decorate it, dress it up, whether it be a theme that they want to do or whether they want to highlight their business. Or we do have individuals within our community that sponsor camels as well.
And so that means you need to get your camel before the night of the race, obviously. How are we doing on, Danielle's camel sales?
Danielle's camel sales are going well.
Really? You're going to open up a branch now because they're hard to keep in stock?
They are hard to keep in stock. We do 10 heats of racing every year. So our first 9 heats of racing, we obviously look at selling out on our camels every year, which is 54 camels. Our 10th race of the night is actually our fastest camel race. So right now we have 5 camels remaining that we're hoping local businesses and individuals will want to sponsor with us.
You're down to 5. A lot of it, I imagine, is repeat business because people have so much fun when they go there.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful time. We do have a lot of repeat sponsors. We actually have 7 new sponsors this year as well, so we're very excited about that.
And it's like a night at the races, and not the Groucho Marx kind. I mean, we're talking like Kentucky Derby type of situation.
Exactly. That's kind of what we want the atmosphere to be like, is more Kentucky Derby style. If you want, you can come dressed in your Derby attire and, obviously have a chance to win Best Dressed Derby Attire for the evening.
Now, how do you get the camels from start to finish? Is there like dice? Is it like you've got a gerbil wheel and it spins real fast and they start moving down a track? I mean, how do you make this go?
We set up the track. 6 camels race per heat. There are 10 spaces that each camel advances. And we basically select what we call celebrity rollers out of our audience, I guess, that's there, and attendees that are there for the evening. They roll a set of oversized dice. The camels' numbers that come up on the dice, they each advance 1 space.
Oh, so if it roll a 2, number 2 gets to move 1 space.
Correct.
All right. And if you roll 2 twos, they get 2 spaces?
Absolutely.
Ooh, that sounds like you could really get down to the finish line a lot quicker that way.
That would be nice.
Do people get the choice of slots, or is that all predetermined?
That's actually all predetermined. We lay all that out in our program the night before the night of the event.
Okay. How big are these camels? I mean, are they like 3 feet tall, 4 feet tall approximately? Because everybody's going to want to see, and if you're at the Knights of Columbus Hall, it's a big place, you're not going to want everyone crowding around to where it's hard to actually hold the race.
We set up our track in the middle of the hall so that everyone has a good view. Obviously, our camels are 4 foot tall, but we do put them up. Our tracks are run on 6 foot long, obviously bands of 6 foot long tables, so everyone's able to see the action and keep apprised of the action.
Okay. This isn't all that goes on there, is there. I mean, you're talking a fundraiser that you told me last year did over $15,000.
Yes. So
there's a lot more than just the camels going on. What other fundraising and other activities do you have happening that night?
We have a lot of things going on that night. Obviously, we do a catered dinner. The event is BYOB. Throughout the evening, we give away door prizes for people who have entered their information with their tickets. We also do 50-50 raffles throughout the night. We have a silent auction raffle, and then, of course, all the Peary Mutual betting on the camels throughout the evening as well.
And I understand that some businesses donate items for door prizes and for prizes for things like the best dressed camel and the best derby-style outfit someone comes in on.
Absolutely, yes.
So there's more than going on just the races. You've got people dressed up. You've got people who are either as they look like they should be sipping a mint julep, or perhaps look like they belong in a middle of a harem somewhere.
Yes.
Because it's all in fun, and it's all to raise money for the people you serve at Thumb Industries.
Correct, yes. All the money that we raise goes directly back to help serve the clients that we service.
And these are funds that are open. A lot of times you get grants, you know, for people with special needs, and there's a lot of strings that go with it. It has to be spent this way. It has to be accounted for this way. These are a lot of discretionary funds that you get that when you see a need, you can try and address it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what helps keep it going in our community, is that you have these discretionary funds to not just handle the legal basics that come down the line from Lansing and Washington, but what we really need here.
Absolutely. And obviously we are a small community, so things are a little bit different here than they are in larger cities. So, you know, the funds that we raise go directly back into servicing our clients, helping to run existing programs, purchase things that we need for existing programs, as well as help develop new programs.
It's nice to have a cushion.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, it's at the Bad Axe Knights of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Saturday night, March the 4th. So there's still time to get a camel, still time to figure out what you're going to dress up in and all of that and decorate it. The doors open 5:30. Dinner is at 6. Is that a catered dinner?
That is a catered dinner, yes. Our caterer this year will be McDonald's Food and Family Center.
But it's BYOB. If you want your mint julep, you have to bring it along with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get the little cooler thing out and bring your mint julep in that.
Yep.
Okay. And the post time is at 7 o'clock. About how long does it run? Does it take to go to all these races and then the championship one?
Yeah, on average, we usually finish up, I believe our last race is usually right around 11 o'clock or so.
So it's a good evening, but it doesn't drag on.
Correct. Yeah, it's very fast-paced. We obviously keep the action rolling. You know, Clark Ramsey is going to be our MC again this year, and he will actually be... have a co-MC, Circuit Court Judge Gerald Pro.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, he is definitely a great time. He likes to keep the action going.
Don't let Clark continually say, here come to judge, here come to judge.
Yeah, and he gets the crowd involved, which is a really good time.
Well, terrific. Now, ticket prices are?
Ticket prices are $20.
Is that per person?
That is per person.
Because there's a catered meal, and then there's the donation and other things to the Thumb Industries.
Correct. And they're available for sale at our Thumb Industries thrift store in the north end of town.
You still have tickets available? You said you had 5 camels left. I mean,
we
still
do
have tickets.
Tickets are selling very, very quickly. We are about 3/4 of the way through our ticket sales. So if you're looking to attend the event, we definitely encourage you to get your tickets now before they're gone.
Because it's limited space there.
It
isn't like it's at the fairgrounds and we're just doing this at the grandstands and we'll just pack them in like as many as come. You have to set a limit. There's a limit to the building capacity and there's a limit to what functions well there.
Correct. Correct. So, yeah, they're obviously available at our thrift store. You can get them at our main facility. You can purchase online through our website, thumbindustries.com.
I'm sure you can Google Thumb Industries here on County and it'll take you to the website.
Correct.
Terrific. Thumb Industries, if people don't know, how long have you been around? You've been around decades, haven't you?
We've been around since the 70s, so we've been around for quite some time now.
And it evolved. Everything does, and you know, depending upon the needs and the programs that you can now offer, it has evolved from the beginnings where you had the one location to where now you've got a recycling place, you've got the store, you've got all kinds of things going on.
Absolutely. We have our, you know, we do have our thrift store, which we were able to move into a much larger location.
Which is at the north end of town in what used to be part of the Farmer Jack store that was long gone.
Yep.
And you got to fill a space partially in there. And it gives people an opportunity to either donate to the thrift store or purchase from the thrift store and maybe get what they need at a good price.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you have people in there working that are your clients as well as a manager and such so that the store runs smoothly and everything gets done.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay. Now, you also have recycling. How's that going?
Recycling's actually going very well. We've, trying to think, we're actually over 8, I think, since our inception at our new location here. That we have by what used to be the Smith Distributing Building.
Yeah, by the railroad tracks on 142 on the north side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you moved into a little bigger space because you were eating up space where you...
Absolutely.
Even if you recycle and you shred it down, it still takes up some space.
Absolutely, and our program has grown tremendously. You know, we service all of the local area schools. We do a lot of local area businesses. Have people that come and do drop-offs as well.
People can drop off papers and such there. You will also pick up, I understand there's a little fee for that because things aren't cheap anymore.
Correct, yeah.
But there is like a run that you do every so often to certain businesses that are on your list that do this, and they pick them up and bring them back and shred them and whatever else they need to do with whatever they're picking up at the place.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and, you know, we've obviously done over, you know, 8 million, trying to think, 8 million tons of recycling over the past 7 years. So we're actually doing really well.
And all of that keeps it out of our landfills.
It really does.
Fill quickly, and you know, then they got to dig another hole somewhere. Whereas if we can recycle it, we're using it for bedding or whatever they come up with, wherever you sell it off to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It gets used for insulation. It gets reused for milk cartons. It gets reused for soda cans, all that kind of stuff. So
basically, you do paper, metal, and some plastics?
Yes. Yes, we do number one and number two plastic. We do cardboard. We do any type of paper whatsoever, so anywhere from magazines to junk
so
mail.
It can be the glossy color stuff. At the beginning, a lot of the places just wanted newsprint because it was less involved in the, than the glossy colored stuff, and you didn't always know what was in it.
Yep, and we do tin and aluminum as well.
Most inks these days are now usually vegetable-based anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't the problem it used to be with that.
Right.
And you also have the original location, which has a little factory in it, where
Correct.
They do some work for local businesses.
Yep. At our main facility, we have a manufacturing floor where we do a lot of manufacturing assembly for local businesses in the area that service, obviously most of them service the auto industry. So that's a lot with what we help. We assemble some hinges. We do some caps, we do some filter stuff, so a lot of things just to kind of help out. It gives our individuals at our facility a chance to work and to help them succeed, and it also helps the businesses so that they can take in additional work.
Well, it frees up space for them
yep.
for types of works that your clients can do, because you have to make sure that what they're doing isn't ever, and it's in any way hazardous.
Correct.
Because you have to look for the safety of the place too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now you also have cleaning crews and crews that go out and do lawn maintenance in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. We have our janitorial crews, and we do a lot of local area businesses. Actually,
is that difficult? Because usually businesses want that after hours, and you know, your clients may not, you know, the families might not want them out at, late at night.
And we do a lot of that after hours. Generally, most of the businesses that we do janitorial services for generally close at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So our crews...
So you're looking at evenings.
Yep, so our crews... Exactly. So post overnights, our crews generally will go out anywhere between 4 and 5 o'clock and usually are back at our facility between 9 and 10 p.m.
And your clients range in age, are they just when they're done with like the, either whatever school they're in or the learning center and then... you're the next step for a program for them to keep on learning.
Correct. We do a lot of work services. We want to help them develop their skills. And the ultimate goal with the clients that we serve is, you know, we'd like to be able to see a lot of them be able to work within the community. So we service adults ages 18 plus. We do have a transition program, though, that works with all of our local area schools through Huron and St. Alec County. To help, you know, those that are still in school be able to decide what it is that they want to do moving forward and help them make that transition from school into employment.
And your clients tend to be either physically, mentally, or emotionally challenged in some way. I'm trying to be, you know, politically correct in this, but they have some sort of either developmental or other limiting factors that make it difficult to get into the job market.
Correct. I mean, basically we kind of encompass it as the fact that we work with individuals that have vocational disabilities. So that kind of encompasses everything that you had spoken about.
So you put it all into two words where I kept going on and on and on and on. And you've had a lot of people go through the program, but they're in there from all ages, from like 18 till they're like almost retiring age.
Absolutely.
And this gives people a chance to, well, A, have a place to go to work every day, feel productive, and also the more you keep people active and learning, the better it is for people, no matter what your age status or wherever you are in the spectrum.
That's true. I mean, we definitely work with individuals. We want to keep them developing those skills so that, you know, they're not sitting idly, you know, losing skills. We want to help them kind of continue to grow to their fullest potential.
And sometimes they grow to a potential where they will work for another business. Eventually they can get a job elsewhere. And that opens up space for you to help another person in the area with a job.
Correct. Yeah, we obviously have clients that we serve through our many locations and our janitorial services and so on. We do actually also help individuals, that are referred to us through Michigan Rehabilitation Services to help them find employment in the community. And that's really the ultimate goal of what we do with our clients. If it is possible at some point, we want to get them out into our local community, you know, working and, you know, integrating them, I guess, into the community.
Our community is a little different than some of the urban areas. We have large travel times, large distances to travel, whereas you would find the population base of our whole county in one little city in other places. So that gives you some differences from other programs that you have to accommodate for, that you need to make your programs fit.
Yes. I mean, definitely our, you know, based on the fact that our community is smaller, we're more of a farming community and so on. We're not a big city. We don't have quite as many opportunities, you know, as a large city does, but we have to, you know, work within our parameters with what we have. And we're very lucky with a lot of our local area businesses, business owners, that, you know, they're more than willing to help out. And it's, you know, it's a very welcoming community.
And after all these years, I'm sure you've got the programs down pretty down pat.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want anybody getting, you know, an employment there and finding out it's going to ruin their health care or other things. You know, you have to look at the whole picture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of planning that goes into it and a lot that's involved. And
not that anybody's going to be there making their first million.
Correct.
But, you know, you have to worry about if this puts you over a certain threshold, are you losing other type of benefits that they really need?
Correct. And, you know, obviously with a lot of individuals that we serve, they, you know, have to look at those particular factors and do some benefits planning because they want to be a viable part of the community. They want to feel good about themselves and, you know, they want to continue to learn. So we want to be able to give them that opportunity, but they do need to plan for it as well.
Most of your referrals from the schools, Learning Center, and you mentioned that state rehabilitation in place, is that pretty much where you find most of them? Or if people just have somebody they know, can they contact you?
They can. They can absolutely contact us if they have someone that they know that they're interested in getting more information about our services. We do a lot of work, like I said, with Michigan Rehabilitation Services. They service our adults as well as the students that we work with in Huron and Santa Lake County. And then, of course, we obviously coordinate with Huron Behavioral Health, mm-hmm. As well as Santa Lake Community Health.
I imagine there's a lot of satisfaction in the work. I mean, you see people come in who may feel pretty much homebound, and they find out, hey, I'm productive, I'm with other people, I have people to talk to, make friends, all of those types of things we kind of take for granted.
Absolutely. I mean, we do a satisfaction survey on an annual basis every year just to kind of, number one, we want to see how we're doing. We want to see how people, you know, perceive us as well as opportunities that we have to grow and suggestions that they may have. So we not only do those surveys with our clients, but we also do them with businesses that we work with as well as agencies that we work with. And I'm proud to say that they've been very satisfied with what Thumb Industries does.
And I imagine a lot of it is working with the families who may tend to be a little protective of their loved ones. And you know what they're capable of, and they may not realize it, and could be holding them back.
Yeah, there are some challenges here and there for the most part. But, you know, we obviously have families. The families are very, very supportive, not only of, you know, their family member, but also of what we do. So we really try to work as a team to make it the best experience possible. Sometimes that requires a little bit of education on both of our parts. So we do what we can to work together to help the individual succeed.
They just want to see them succeed. Look at their faces when they get their first paycheck.
Absolutely.
So the camel race is going to help some of this. Obviously, a lot of it's taken care of through grants and other types of programs. But this is one of the main programs you have for that disposable cash that allows you to fill in the cracks.
Correct.
And it's coming up when now?
It's going to be Saturday, March 4th at the Bad Axe Knights of Columbus Hall.
That's the one out by the hospital, just west of Bad Axe.
Correct. And doors open at 5:30. Dinner will be served at 6, and post time for the races is 7 o'clock. Absolutely.
I imagine you have that sound effect in there.
Oh, yes.
And if people want to get a camel, there are still 5 available as of this show when we're speaking of it live here.
Yep, absolutely.
And you've sold about 3/4 of the tickets, so there's only 1/4 of the tickets left. If you want to just attend and join the festivities, that's being eaten up pretty quick, too.
Absolutely. Definitely, if you want to attend, get your tickets now. We have a wonderful time. It is a truly great time. If you find someone who has attended, definitely ask.
And I think if they look far enough back on your website or Facebook page, they will probably find last year's pictures, get a good idea of what goes on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Get a good idea of what goes on. Be able to see some of our, you know, camels that we've had dressed. Last year we had some pretty spectacular ones. We had a full-dress peacock, which was pretty amazing. We had Snoopy and his doghouse. We actually had like a 1950s, 1960s drive-in waitress. I mean, we had a lot of really fun things. We've had Olaf in the past.
Olaf.
Yeah, we have a sock monkey. I mean, we've really had some very creative ideas.
But you could take, like, the sock monkey and make it the jockey on the back of the camel.
You absolutely could.
I mean, this is the decorating and the bling is all up to you and what you want to come up with.
Absolutely.
And all of it goes to help the clients of Thumb Industries and keep the programs going strong and here on in Santa Lac Counties.
Correct.
Well, I hope you get a good turnout. I hope we got a few more camels lined up for you and some tickets sold. It is, again, a big event for you folks. It started off a couple of years back, 6 years ago, when somebody from the office had seen this somewhere else and decided to bring it to Huron County. And I think it was a hit from the very first
It really has been. It's a one-of-a-kind event, and people look forward to it every year.
And if people have questions on Thumb Industries, they can go to the website.
They can go to the website, thumbindustries.com, or if they have questions, they can go ahead and give us a call, 989-269-9229.
If you don't have a family member that could use the services, maybe you can use the services they provide with the cleaning and the lawn mowing and all the other things that we don't think of lawn mowing right now, but it is going to be coming up hopefully sooner than we think.
We have our fingers crossed, right? I see there's some flurries outside right now, so.
they're blades of grass.
Yeah.
That's.
We'll go with that.
Thanks for being with us today. I hope you get a good turnout, and let us know how things happen, how much you raise.
All right, very good. Thanks so much, Craig.
Our guest today on the program, Danielle McKinney. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator, Thumb Industries, for their upcoming Day at the Races, the Camel Races. It'll be on March the 4th. Saturday night is March 4th. Bad Axe Knights of Columbus Hall, west of Bad Axe. Doors open 5:30, dinner at 6, post time is 7. You can check out the website or call Thumb Industries, find out how you can get tickets or one of the 5 remaining camels yet to be donated, to be decorated. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Do stick with us here at WLEW.